Chapter 283. Prohibition of Chastisement with Fire. 1609. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, sent us on an expedition and said to us, 'If you find so and so,' he named two persons belonging to the Quraysh, 'commit them to the fire.' When we were on the verge of departure, he said to us, 'I ordered you to burn so and so, but it is Allah alone who punishes with the fire. So if you find them, put them to death.'" Al-Bukhari. Commentary. The Prophet, peace be upon him, has clearly stated that no one is to be burnt in any case, not even an enemy. 1610. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu reported, "We were with the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, in a journey when he drew apart to relieve nature. In his absence, we saw a red bird which had two young ones with it. We caught them, and the red mother bird came, beating the earth with its wings. In the meantime, the Prophet, peace be upon him, returned and said, 'Who has put this bird to distress on account of its young? Return them to her.' He, peace be upon him, also noticed a mound of ants which we had burnt up. He asked, 'Who has set fire to this?' We replied, 'We have done so.' He, peace be upon him, said, 'None can chastise with fire except the Rabb of the fire.'" Abu Dawud. Commentary. 1. To catch nestlings of a bird and torment them, or to burn the holes of insects along with their inmates, is forbidden. One can, however, burn their vacant holes. 2. If somebody has burnt a person to death, it is not permissible to kill him in return by burning. If the heirs of the victim want to kill him in the same way under Al-Qisas, the law of equality and punishment, they can do so. Otherwise, he can be put to the sword.